morning, Jesus. Great is your faithfulness from generations to generations. You are worthy and you remain faithful to the very end. Your hands are not too shortened to save. Your ears are not deaf, neither are your eyes blinded to see all we go through. We thank you because you are a compassionate Father that is always there at all times to rescue us from destruction, to give us testimonies no matter how the challenges. Lord, we exalt and appreciate you. Thank you for the opportunity to be among the living soul. Thank you for the air we breathe in. Thank you for our being. Thank you for our health. Thank you because you are our sustainer. You are the redeemer of our soul. You redeemed our life and you will continue to redeem our life from destructions. We appreciate you. We bow down our heads. We say thank you, Jesus. We adore you. We lay it to our hearts to appreciate you for who you are. We choose to say thank you because you know better than we do to give us an expected end. We give you all the glory. We appreciate your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all you are doing. And thank you for that which you still do for us. We appreciate you. We'll say thank you, Jesus. We magnify you, our loving Father. We'll say thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, brethren. Today is September 13th, 2025. I want us to say these words of declaration as we journey into today. Lord, you are the strength of my life. Journey with me today as I go today in Jesus' name. The eyes of the Lord is upon me for strength, for victory, help, and greatness as I journey today in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be helped of the Lord to become what he has called me to in the name of Jesus Christ. I am victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. I leap over every wall of limitation on my journey today in Jesus' name. I am strengthened by the Lord. I receive victory on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. Forward ever, backwards never, in the name of Jesus Christ. When the enemy comes like a flood, the Lord raises a standard against them on my behalf to give me victory in the name of Jesus Christ. I am filled with the oil of gladness in the name of Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord floods my heart in the name of Jesus Christ. My strength is renewed in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord pours his oil of gladness upon me in the name of Jesus Christ. I am victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the past 1 week and majorly this week, we have been praying on the anchor scripture given this month by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. It says, "Call unto me, I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not." That is the assurance God is giving to us. He said he will show us great and mighty things beyond our reasoning, beyond what we can fathom. All we just need to do is call unto him. Whenever we make the call, he's readily available to give us answers. God is not slack concerning his promises. When he says a word, he backs it up. Regarding our lives, no matter the challenges, whenever he releases his word, he is always ready to bring it to pass. God never fails in his path, but we are, as human, are the ones that fail to fulfill our own part of the journey. We fail to show up. We fail to take the post of our duty due to our frailty. God is backing up and telling us that he will do great and mighty things which we do not know. I want us to look at the book of Exodus 14, starting from verse 13. We're going to read through 25, but I'm going to just select a few verses there. Verse 13 says, "And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever.
The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. This is what he's saying. He said, I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. Telling us that when we hold our peace, he doesn't need us in that fighting. Just hold your peace. We should hold our peace in him so that he can show us great and mighty things. Verses 15 said, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry? Tell the children to move forward. This is the instruction is given to us in that challenges, in that situation, move forward. And when the children of Israel did their own part by moving forward, verse 19 says, and the angel of God went before the camp of Israel and moved. And the angel of the Lord who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them, making us to know that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is everything in between. He's in the beginning, he's at the end, and he's in between because he is our creator. He said, so it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus, it was a cloud and a darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other, so that the other did not come near the other all the night. I'll go to verse 24. Now it came to pass in the morning watch, the Lord looked down upon the army of the Israel through the pillar of fire and cloud. He troubled the army of the Egyptians, and he took their chariots with, so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, when God started fighting for them, the Egyptians saw the hand of the Lord, and they said, let us flee from the face of the Israel, for the Lord fight for them against the Egyptians. The Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hands over the sea, and the waters may come back upon the Egyptians, on their chariots, on their horsemen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned in its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing to it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. He said, I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. The children of Israel were not even aware of what God wanted to do for them. He just said, move forward. They did their part by calling. He said, okay, you have called. Hold your peace. I will show you great and mighty things. Their own thought was just so little to what God did. God stood as a pillar of fire and a cloud for them. He fought for them and troubled the Egyptians, that the Egyptians saw that, please let us flee. This, their God, is fighting on their behalf. There is nothing we can do about it. God is saying that I am standing right for you, that the enemy has no reason, they have nothing to do about it. They will labor and labor in vain in your life. This is the promise of God regarding you and I. He said, we will hold our peace. After we have called on him, let's leave him, let's rest in his place. I want us to pray this prayer and tell God, that Lord, in you I commit my hands. You have told me to hold my peace. I have made my own part by calling unto you. And Lord, I am holding my peace. In you I move. In you I have my being. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that which you have said regarding me, you said you will do great and mighty things which I know not. Lord, I am holding my peace and I am looking unto you. That which you have said concerning me, that mighty things and great things that you said you will do, that you will show, that you will glorify yourself in my life. Lord, I rest in your peace for the manifestation of your great things in my life, for the manifestation of your mighty work in my life, for the victory that you have said ahead of me. In the name of Jesus, I rest in your peace, I rest in your grace, I rest in your might, in the name of Jesus. And I receive the manifestation of your victory, I receive the manifestation of your blessings, I receive the manifestation of your testimony, I receive the manifestation of your deliverance, I receive the manifestation of your help, I receive the manifestation of your joy that you have prepared ahead of me, my boundless joy, in the name of Jesus. I receive the manifestation of all that which you have said concerning me, because you will fulfill all that you have said. None of your word regarding me, none of your word will fall to the ground without fulfilling that which you have said concerning it. I receive the manifestation in the name of Jesus to the physical. I receive the manifestation of things that I don't know, of that greatness, of that victory, of that testimony in the name of Jesus, because your word said, I am an overcomer through the blood of Christ my Savior. We walk with victory from the angle of victory that we have received on the cross of Calvary to make us victorious, to make us testimony, to make us wonders to people. And people will say, like they said, like Paul said, and they glorified God in me. That is the great and mighty things that you have said concerning me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the glorification that is in your name, that people will say, you are a wonder, I am a wonder, and the glorified God in me, regarding me, regarding you. People will glorify God concerning us in Jesus' name. Lord, we have called unto you. We rest in you. We rest in your peace and receive your manifestation on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. Every situation, everything that looks like Egyptians, well, thank you because you've handled them on our behalf. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to use this medium to encourage us, brethren, that the journey is not for the strong, is not for the powerful, but it is God that shows mercy. Our journey to eternity is not for the mighty. The Bible says, he that thinketh he stands, let him take heed. It is in the strength of God we are who we are. It is in the strength of God we move. It is in the strength of God we can say all we see today. Let's endeavor, we walk this journey in the strength of God to make it to heaven. Heaven is full of joy, heaven is full of peace, and it is in his righteousness we glory. So let's make sure we endeavor to continue our journey in the Holy Spirit to help us to make it to heaven. I pray for us in the name of Jesus. We will not fall, but his strength will keep us moving to the end till we make it to our heavenly home to receive welcome, my wonderful servant, in the name of Jesus. And for those that have not even started the journey or they feel like we don't have a bearing, I pray that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes, will touch your stony heart, give you the heart of flesh to start embarking on the journey of your heavenly home. We will all make it to the end. The Holy Spirit will strengthen us in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Good morning once again. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.